Hello, everyone. I am your host, Christiana Mayo, and today I'm here with Katie Nolan, here to answer your questions. How are you today, Katie?
Thank you, Christiana. I am very well.
Good. Now let's get started.
I'll start by giving you some background information. Basically, all organic compounds contain one or more carbon atoms. Reagents are solutions that can change colors, and the structures of cells are the basic unit of life, are made up of many different chemical molecules.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to start by asking you some questions. How can organic compounds be detected even though you cannot see the individual molecules with a microscope or other such device?
So, molecules can be detected by learning about the characteristics, and there can be tests done to prove certain things or find other information about them.
Oh, I see. Based upon what you know about proteins and where they come from, and given that gelatin is a protein, how do you think that Jell-O is made?
So, gelatin is a substance that is made from animal parts that were basically broken down.
So, a Beirut reagent will turn your skin brownish purple. Can you explain why this occurs?
So, the reagent has copper ions in the peptide bonds, and then that will make positive change colors.
But when greasy food is spilled on clothing, it's difficult to clean with water alone.
This is true because the substances will soak into the materials, and sometimes you need stronger cleansers than water to get all the atoms and molecules out.
Why do you think this is so?
Because water is polar, so it can be very hard to get all 100% of the stain out.
Based upon your experiments in the past, what might work better than plain water?
So you could use oil and acetone, because water and oil won't pull all the molecules out, but oil and acetone will.
So can you give us a little summary of macromolecules so we can conclude this?
So overall, the way to find macromolecules in a substance is to separate or organize them into three different categories. 1, carbohydrates, 2, nucleic acids, and 3, proteins. You can look at the features and structures and tell what they are.
Thank you, Dr. Katie Nolan.
Thank you, Christiana. It was a pleasure answering your questions.
And thank you, the audience, if you even made it this far.